Had been requested I speak about using English for Shnai Mikra Echa Targum, whether English qualifies for Targum. That was David Adelson made that suggestion. He and his son were having this conversation. So let's talk about a little bit Shnai Mikra Echa Targum, in particular the aspect of Targum. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chesem and Aleph tells us the importance of Shnai Mikra Echa Targum. Those who don't do it, one certainly should. The Gemara says in the very bottom there that Amar Yehuna Bar Yehuda Amar Rebbe Ami the Olam Yashim Adam Parshiosav Im Hatzibur. A person should finish it Shnai Mikra. Ve'echad targum vafilu, which is very nice. This week's parsha actually vafilu. Even the words ataros v'divon shekol hamashim parshios of imatzibor marichan lo yamav. Who knows of those who do finish it shai mikra each week? Ve'echad targum is zocha to a long life. So itros ataros v'divon in this week's parsha happened to be there's no targum on it. Just there's nothing to say about it. So even those words that don't have a targum, a person should make sure to do shai mikra ve'echad targum. So that's the din. What's the reason why we have shai mikra ve'echad targum? So there are a couple of reasons brought down. Some say the Chinuch explains the reason is because it's a way to be an expert and to be a baki in Chumash. Chumash and Tanakh and Psukim and Targum and everything else. The Maral says the reason is because there are three times, three Chalakim in which the Torah was given, and three different parts, Har Sinai, Ol Moed, and so on. So therefore, to remember these three different sections, we have Shai Mikra, which are two, plus Echa Targum reminds us of the three different times the Torah was given. So there are other reasons as well, but those are the two basic reasons. So is it either to somehow know the material, or is it in order to reenact somehow Kabbalah HaTorah? So now, in terms of Targum, what's the function of a Targum? So if you understand this to understand the Tanakh, you have to understand Targum. You need to understand what's going on here. If it's simply to reenact what had happened, so in theory you could say the words of Targum without having to understand the actual words. So there is a... There's a discussion in the Beis Yosef. He brings down two deyas of whether or not one could use Rashi in place of Targum. So again, the understanding is, if you assume that's to understand, so Rashi certainly would be a great way to understand the Pesukim. He adds in Midrashim that are not otherwise mentioned in the Targum, so if it's about understanding, so Rashi would be great. But if it's about reenacting what happened in Kabbalah Satorah, Rashi wasn't at Kabbalah Satorah. He certainly quotes Midrashim that were there, part of Torah Shabbat Peh, but Rashi's learning wasn't at Kabbalah Satorah. It's better to do Targum. Rav Chaim Kineski was asked the question, what if you don't understand Targum? If you don't understand Targum, is it better to do Targum or is it better to do Rashi that you understand? Rav Chaim says, better to do Targum. He felt it's not about understanding, it's about reenacting somehow Kabbalah Torah. The Chavetz Chaim said, no, the Indian was to understand what you're doing. So if you don't understand Targum, he felt it's better to do Rashi where there's some level of understanding. So how do we pass in the end of the day? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simon Reish Pei Hei that... First, he says, "Alpha Pisha Adam Shemer Kol Torah Kula Kol Shabbos B'Tzibur." Even though you hear Kriyas Torah each week, Chayv Lekros LaAsmo B'Chol Shavua Parshas Osa Shavua Shai Mikra Vecha Targum Afilo Ataros V'Divon. That's the straight halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Im Lamad HaParsha B'Peres Rashi Chashiva Kimo Targum. He paskins that Rashi can replace Targum. That's how the Mechaber paskins in the end of the day. But he concludes, V'irei Shemayim Yikra Targum V'gam Perish Rashi. The best approach is that a person should do both Targum and Rashi. That's what Yirei Shemayim should do. Even if you understand Targum, then you should still do both because there's something added to the Targum and there's something also one would add in Rashi. And Mishabura explained all this, that Misha Einu Bar Hachi, Shiyavin is Perish Rashi, Roy Likros B'Perish HaTorah, Sheish V'Lashon Ashkenaz B'Zmanenu. What if you don't understand Targum? Can you read another language? So the truth is, it really starts off in a Tosos. The Tosos and the Brachos there, Daf Chesem and Alf, he says, Yesh Mefarshim, in addition to Targum, Huadin Lila'azos Bilaz Shelahen. You can read in any language you understand, whether that's English, Spanish, French, Russian, you're allowed to read that language. But then Tosos himself says, V'lon Hira, this does not appear correct to me, Sharei Targum Mefarish Bima She'ein Lomod Mina Ivri. There's what to be learned. If you just translate into Hebrew, into English, you're losing a lot. Targum Onkelos was able to add in many, many midrashim in a hidden way that would not otherwise be captured in the English or the Hebrew translation. So Tosas was against it. Even though he was against it, there were some poskim who felt one would be allowed to use English translations. The Aruch HaShulchan felt that, no, everyone should always use Targum. You should not use any other language. Kaf HaChaim quotes Al Pi Kabbalah, you should only use Targum. You shouldn't use any other languages because there's a certain Indian of the Klipas Noga, of the Aramaic, how that works exactly without getting involved. But the Kaf HaChaim says, don't do away with Targum. Don't do away with Targum. Now, however, the Mishnah Berurah does acknowledge that if a person does not understand Rashi, he says, Roy Likros B'Perish HaTorah Sheish B'Lashon Ashkenaz B'Zmanenu. He felt that you could use, in his time, Yiddish would work. Kagon Sefer Tse'enu V'Re'enu, which explains it, Kayotzeba. Because mevarin es a parsha al pipeish Rashi u'shar chachmeinu zal habenuyim al yisod ha-talmud. Because it's not just a stamma translation; it was a translation with chachma. It was a translation with seichel to incorporate how they would explain it based on Rashi's, based on midrashim, and therefore it's not just stam in English translation. So that being said, the question becomes: what about Rashi? Would Rashi, would English work or not? Article English, let's say, for example. So he says here, so in the Nitta Gavriel, he speaks about other languages. He's very strong in his language. He says, "Aval ha-korei betargum shebashar lashon shu perish ha-milas bavada, o mi shebetargum latzmo ko mila mila shebemikra lashon shemaven." You translate your own way. Ein yotze bo b'makom targum. You're not yotze at all in doing so. And he quotes down here from Shvili David, that one who says such a thing, he says, "De'elu nasu lidamus la'akum." They translated just to look like the non-Jews. That's why it was translated into Greek. And it was very, very much against translating and using English at all for the Shnei Mikra Ve'echa Targum. In the end of the day, let's say you have an individual who doesn't understand Targum, who doesn't understand Rashi. Does it make sense for them to do English? You know, if you're going to have them do Targum, they're going to stop doing Shnei Mikra at all. You know they'll stop. It's either Shnei Mikra in English or nothing at all. So the Anias Daiti, using article does seem to take into account the Farshim. They don't just explain based on Hebrew, translate, Google Translate. They take into account Rashi's understanding, they take into account Midrashim, and for that reason, I would imagine that the article and translation would work, but it would be very much b'di'evit. If a person is capable, the best way to do Shnei Mikra Ve'echa Targum is to do both Targum and Rashi. If a person's in a very b'di'evit situation, one can rely on English.